All right, Kiss Army, welcome to the Kiss FAQ podcast. Thank you for giving us your time today and letting us into your head. I hope we don't do any damage. This is a Kiss-related podcast by the board for the board. We hope that you enjoy. We'd love you to support this show. Please like, follow, and subscribe to us on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Your likes and subscription helps us to grow and attract interviews and content. So please retweet and share our posts. Your contributions are appreciated. All right, welcome to the Kiss FAQ podcast. Thank you for joining us for the Kiss quiz, which we'll be getting to in a minute. It's a great honor and privilege to welcome back Bag Boy Alex. Thanks for coming back to the show for the quiz today. Great to see you.
Thank you for having me.
And of course, the usual suspects are present and accounted for. Marcus Almighty Mark.
Greetings.
St. Louis Kiss Lonnie.
What's up?
And the voice of reason in his very sexy Kiss jacket. That does look good, though. And of course, Daniel is going to be hosting today's episode. And why don't you tell us why you thought this would be a good topic to do and just a little bit about the Kiss quiz. And it's with Zs, right, rather than Ss?
Yeah. The double Z sign or Z sign is from the way they wrote Kiss back in the day in Germany. They couldn't use the classic logo. So it's a take on that. And I have the game here, and we have to give a big thanks to Julian and the Kiss FAQ listeners because they have sponsored us with this game. And this has been out for a few months here in Sweden, but it's in Swedish. But I thought it would be a good idea to translate it because we're such an international podcast. Why don't we do this? Because we should be the one doing it in English. And so we've translated a few of the questions. There's well over 300 questions, so you can play this game for a long time. And I don't know if you see this, but it's beautiful, looks beautiful. And it's a take on Destroyer, of course. You see they mimic Paul and Gene there. That's the back of the game, and inside you have loads and loads of questions. And there's six categories. There's Paul questions, Gene questions, guitarists questions, and so on. And you get a nice little die here with the symbols that you're supposed to use. We've actually put these categories on a board that we will be using. And you get the, what's it called, hourglass?
Time.
But it's... timer. It takes way too long, so we'll just have to do it in other ways. So, and I just have to look if they have written inside this one, like in Kiss My Ass. No, there's nothing. Thanks to Peter and Ace, we couldn't do this without you. But what a great looking game.
Yeah, that's awesome. I want to thank Carl and Alex for giving us permission to translate some of these questions to do on the show. And before, you know, Daniel takes over to bring us into the quiz, I do want to play their little commercial that they had, and then I'll tell you just a little bit about it before we get going.
Hey, jag heter Carl Linnaeus.
Och jag heter Alex Bergdahl.
Och vi har skrivit fyra stycken böcker om Kiss tillsammans, men nu har vi en annan grej på gång. Vad är vi på gång, Alex?
Vi har satt ihop ett frågespel, ett Kiss-quiz, där du kan briljera för både vänner, bekanta och din farmor.
Och det släpps den 25 november, och om du förbokar hos ginsa.se så får du som vanligt en bonuspryttel, så in på Ginsa.
All right, so that's just a quick intro from Carl and Alex, so you can see who those guys are. Both very respected in the Kiss and music community. And they've written, basically, the premises of that ad was, we've written four books about Kiss, we've done a quiz game, it's going to be available on Ginza. And just show off the four books that these guys have done, because they are very in-depth, though unfortunately only in Swedish.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate. These are great books. This was the first one, Partners in Crime. And then they went on to this one, I think. And you see they used the Hide in the Shade makeup pictures, pretty cool. And they did one that looked like this. This is one of the better ones, I think. They focused on the Dynasty era. Very nice. Beautiful looking. And the final one. Oh...
Never say final. Yeah. You never know.
No, no, that's true. It may not be the final. And including,
especially when it comes to Kiss.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, no kidding. But,
and they always include, you know, some extras just in the vein of Kiss, you know, like in Alive 2 and stuff. And beautiful posters goes with these. So you get a poster of Gene, Paul, Ace and Pierre. So you need all four to complete your collection. And I, even though if I was American, it would be cool to own this book, these books, but because they're really good looking, and there are some, not too many pictures and photos, but
you can read it though.
Yeah, learn Swedish.
And if there's no pictures in there either, like
you would be surprised at how much Swedish you can actually understand that does cross-pollinate.
I have one question though. That advertisement that they did was really nice and a great video production, but why was the captioning still in Swedish? Why wouldn't they do that in English?
Because they are not interesting
English. No.
Somehow they don't think they can make money over seas.
Yes, so they focus on.
But I have to show you one of the posters as well. The really beautiful and big, huge posters. Here's one of
Mark. You're Canadian, so you should be expecting in the French as well.
These kind of posters comes with a book, so pretty cool.
Nice.
All right, so I want to thank everyone who's joining us live for the quiz today. Before I turn over to Daniel, let's just go around the table with everyone's sound effects that they're going to be using to buzz in. Do feel free to, you know, throw your answers into the mix in the chat. These guys are not going to cheat because they got to be fast triggers. And as Daniel proved in the last quiz, be quick or be ignored.
Dead.
All right, Alex, what are you going to use for your buzzer?
Should be a boing sound.
Okay, I can hear that. Mark, how about you? Perfect. Bonnie. Like
nice. That's
good one.
And Ken? Ken's just going to scowl at the screen.
I guess you're muted, maybe.
He is.
Oh, he's muted.
Oh, that's not good.
Classic.
No wonder it didn't work.
You barely hear that.
I can't
hear. Really?
One more time.
What the hell is that? I barely hear that.
It's even worse than the last one you had. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah,
so I'll get a different one.
Yeah, I'm not participating in the quiz, so I'm going to be the kind of adjudicator, and just I'll be looking at through some of the comments while we go.
That's okay. A good one.
I got that one now.
Yeah,
okay. Isn't that like mine though?
Let's hear.
Let's see. Oh yeah, damn. Hold on, I can't do that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll at least say because you made a comment in that Ken's jacket. I actually got to see that.
There you go.
That's rim good. Shot.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, rim shot. That's good.
All right. So if I've got anything to say, I'm going to bong in my sense.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah.
All right, Daniel, all yours. Take us away.
Okay. Let's go through the categories. First one is Alex questions. Then we have Paul Stanley.
Of course you have Paul Stanley.
Drummers in Kiss.
Ah.
Guitarists in Kiss. The demon himself, Gene Simmons. And the final is Carl's questions. So, let's give Alex the first pick. So you just say which top. You have to count, Julian, you know, do some Julian math. So you have Alex, Paul, drummers, guitarists, Gene, and that's Carl to the right. So the right which one do you want to start with, Alex?
We'll go with my namesake.
No. Alex, 200?
Yeah, we'll go 200.
Let's okay, get ready. The name of the strange song with forest theme they performed live in 1970. Boy,
I got it. Life in the Woods.
Let's see if Alex is correct. Well, nice. $200 to Alex. Great start, Alex, and welcome to the show.
I got a question.
Yeah.
what we're looking at on the screen, is there not going to be any kind of border, like questions on the border? Is this just going to be you speaking them or what?
Well, don't you see the board now with all the categories?
I just see a quiz thing and then just something on the side beside it, but I don't see any.
God damn, then it's not working
there
correctly.
There you go.
There it's much better. There. That's much better.
Yeah.
So now you can see the board. Now you can see the board.
But you, okay. Can you see the question here to the left?
Very small.
Yeah, the name of the strange song with the forest. Yeah, it's small. But it's
that's.
Let me have see the answer as well.
Okay. Yeah, that's
oh,
not
wait,
good.
The answer's here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It should be work. Wait, I just have to go through this once again. Well, it's a nightmare doing these live. Let's see if we can fix it.
Yeah, turn off. You need to show the preview on the left.
I go through.
Do you need to hit present? The present button. I use Microsoft for teaching all the time. I mean PowerPoint. So.
So. You don't see the board now.
I see the board.
I see the board, and then I see all the stuff on the left-hand side, too.
Yeah.
And when I click this one, do you see the question?
Click on what, though? What did you click on?
I clicked on the one that Alex picked.
Well, it's already there, though, on the side.
The screen is still same as it was.
Fuck.
You're not in presentation mode. There you go.
There you go.
There it is. Now we see the main thing.
But I have to... Okay, like that.
Yeah, you have to get rid of that.
There you go.
Okay.
You need to cut off that left.
Yeah, there's something not working correctly because this is really not the way to do. But I'll try.
Okay.
Let's see if I can get back to the main board here. Then. God damn! It worked so well when I tried it out. I'm not sure how I could do this because now I can't get back because. If I press this one, will it start from the beginning? Yes, it will. That's no good. If I do like this, then... okay, if I go back there.
There you go.
That's fine. We can't read it.
You have
it's
to keep
so small.
It.
So now we can see all the questions again. And answers.
There's something wrong with this fucking StreamYard. It should be working correctly. It did when I tried it out, but... okay. You can't read the answers here, I hope.
Yes, you
to
can.
The left.
You're displaying the whole.
Your whole presentation is there.
Yeah, the whole presentation is.
Fine. Yeah, it is because when I start, you say you can't see anything, so I have to do something like this. I have to.
Hide. Issues are always fun. You need to hide that other.
I can't do that. I can't hide this one, and you can't see it when I play it live. It's obviously
the one on the left. You have to hide, not the board. The stuff on the left, you have to hide.
Yeah but I can't. The only way to show
that's
this
that's how
is
he gets around.
You know, the only way to show this is to share the screen and
hold on. For every problem, there's a solution. I'm gonna file. Say that.
Maybe we should have tested this first. I don't know.
Well, I've done these, you know, three or four times previously, and they worked perfectly. So
I'm glad it's not a nuclear bomb or something we're testing. Okay.
Wow.
There's a change of, you know.
Otherwise, I'll just read it for you without the board. But that's
yeah. Because... I'll put the board. I can get the board up in a second. Just hang tight.
Okay.
But I got a fight with Microsoft.
Can't understand why it's not really working like it should be. You know, I've done two or three quizzes previously and it's worked perfectly. So something is.
I can only go so fast.
I brought the bad mojo.
Yeah.
Nah.
No.
God damn it.
It's user error.
I was going to say earlier, Ken, because really made a comment, Ken, that jacket you have is a fantastic jacket. I saw it on Nigel a couple months ago.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's one of my jackets. So it's a beautiful the one from the 50th anniversary of the first album. Yeah. I have that New York one, that one that was black and white, you know, like the Letterman. That one's really nice. It's like...
All right, so that's all I can display, Daniel.
I can't see anything because I'm running the So
that's fine.
So the thing is now.
Oh, there we go.
Do you see the board now?
Just the board. Yeah. Perfect.
And now I'll press 200 below, you know, under Alex there. I press it now. Don't you see the question now?
No.
So there's nothing happening when I'm pressing that.
But I think if you read the question, we should be okay. That's fully fine.
Yeah. Okay. So you just see the board then. Nothing happens.
Now I see Alex. Picture of Alex. Not our Alex, but the other.
All right. But we've done 100 for Alex. Should we go to... We did 200. Should we try 400? I can read it for you.
Yeah, let's
do that. Let's just do that.
Yeah. So 400. Alex is in the lead. We go 400 for Alex. The question is, Mark St. John and Peter Criss play together in this band. Mm. Oh.
What is White Tiger?
Unfortunately, you're minus 400. Oh, boing, who's that?
Wasn't it called The Keep?
The Keep is correct, Alex. Congratulations. Oh, The Keep. That was a hard one.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember that.
Okay, what other category do you want to go for, Alex?
Let's try a Paul Stanley symbol for 200.
Paul Stanley 200. Get ready. Paul's alter ego before Star Child. Diddle it. Who's that?
To me, the Bandit.
Actually, that's not correct, according
this
to
quiz
Alex.
Is terrible.
No. These guys know everything.
The moops.
The moops, once again.
Do I get a chance then?
But I think you don't give him a minus point, but because at one point he was called the Bandit, but it was not
Do I get the second chance to go in?
Yeah, right? Ken.
You're hearing my thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, the Lover.
The Lover is correct. Very good. But no minus points for Lon, and that's a good answer. So, and Julian, you have to keep scores. Good luck with that.
Wait, so what I get for that? 400?
200. 200 to Ken. Yeah, $200 to Ken. Okay, Ken, dollars. It's up to you.
Ooh. Okay, hey, let's go for Gene, of course.
Yeah.
For 200.
Gene, 200. Gene breathed fire in this song during the non-makeup era when they didn't play Firehouse. I think that's, once again, Ken.
War Machine.
That's correct. $200 to Ken. Congratulations.
Ambition is on the...
Oops. So, Ken, pick another topic, please.
Okay, let's stick with Gene for 400.
Gene, 400. Gene's name before he came to the U.S. Okay, Ken, let's hear it now.
Heim Witz.
That's correct. We needed to fix that one. Last time we did the quiz, they had some strange answers in that magazine.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Looking.
Right. So, Heim Witz is the correct answer.
Yeah, Heim.
Heim. I can't pronounce it.
Clam Witz.
Clam. Okay. So, Ken, $400 to you. Great, Ken. Good start for you. So, pick another one.
Let's try something else this time. Let's go for the last one on the right.
Oh, that's Carl.
Carl, right?
Yeah. All right. Yep. You're a brave man.
Carl for 200, I guess.
Okay. Carl, 200. Come on, guys. Keep your busters ready. The ad for the Kiss dolls starts with Kiss, that's their name. What is the second phrase?
Darn.
I have to go to my right-hand man, Julian. Who was first?
Mark.
They may look insane.
I'll give you that one. Kiss, they may look insane. So that's great. Good answer, Yay. Mark. Good and welcome to the game, Mark. So cool that you got some points as well.
Thank you.
It's you're up. Pick the next.
Okay, I'm going to go for Mr. Ace Frehley 200.
Ace Frehley 200. Here it goes. The singer on Vinnie Vincent Invasion. Ooh. Because it get boing. Who's the boing?
That's Alex.
Alex?
I guess we're waiting for you to finish the question.
Yeah, but that's the question. The singer of Vinnie Vincent Invasion. It's not really a question. You can give me the...
Plus, you buzzed. You have to answer now.
So. Is it the first? Is it a...
must be the first.
Almost a Robert Fleischmann.
Robert Fleischmann. In German, a German surname, which actually means Robert...
Margarine?
Porkman.
Porkman.
Yeah, Porkman. Terrible name.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's 200 points for Alex. But just to be clear, the Ace Frehley symbol is a symbol for every guitarist in Kiss, you know? So, and the Peter Criss symbol is
every drummer
in Kiss. Okay. Yeah.
We currently have a tie situation here.
Oh, Lord.
We have Ken and Alex on 800. Everyone's got points. Mark's got 200, and Lonnie's points, unfortunately, are currently... Well, you said don't make negative, so... Lonnie, you got to get on the board, man.
All right.
Okay, but I warn you guys, it'll be getting tougher when we come up to 600, 800. Sure. So if you pick these easy pickings, 200s and 400s, that can go a long way for you. But Alex, pick another topic, please.
Let's go big or go home. Let's do a Paul Stanley $1,000 question.
Oh Lord. Paul Stanley $1,000. Here it goes. The guitar effect Paul used on the song Love Gun.
The guitar effect.
Should I give you the first letter?
No.
Guitar effect. Okay, I'm going to give it a try. The only effect I can think of is a phaser, because that's the only thing they ever had in the 70s.
There's a particular name for this one, so unfortunately that's not correct.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I have a feeling I'm going to have an issue with this answer.
Go on.
Anyone who wants to take a guess?
I know that I remember seeing the name before, actually on the FAQ. You know, it was talked about.
It's a thousand, so it's supposed to be real hard. Well, I'll give you the correct answer. It's called Ebo.
Oh, the Ebo?
Yeah, the Ebo.
That was
on his solo album, didn't he?
Yep. No, he overdid it on the solo album using Ebo everywhere. And as Bob Hewlett once said, one does not interfere with Paul Stanley when he's Eboing. but he'd started on Love Gun.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, who had the last correct answer? Really was it Alex?
Alex.
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 Okay. I got to try to get back up. Let's go with...
Wait, do I have to deduct 1,000 from the wrong answers? Or are we?
Yeah.
I'm negative 2.
Yeah, that's the rules, unfortunately, Mark. That's the rules. So.
But that just I'm going to be a little bit of a nitpicker. That's not an effect. That's a device. But anyways, go on.
It's outboard gear.
Maybe it's a bad translation on my part.
Let's do Paul Stanley 800.
Paul Stanley 800. I think Mark did. He took a chance, so deduct 500 from Mark. I feel awful taking 1,000 off of him.
We're making up the rules as we go.
Yeah, because I do whatever I like because I'm the game
head of this game. Game in the NFL.
I want you to take some 500.
Julian math.
Remove 500. You know, he took a shot. Game. Okay, 800. Paul Stanley, was that the one?
Yeah.
Here it goes. He did Paul Stanley's tattoo in San Francisco, 1974.
I have no clue.
Actually, one of my daughters know this one. Oh, is it really? Wrong? Don't say that, Carl. No one wants to take a shot at this. Okay.
Lyle Tuttle.
That's true. Lyle Tuttle.
Except I believe his shop was in Los Angeles where he did the tattoo. He also had a shop up here because I've been there.
Okay. We'll have a death match between Alex Carl and Julian and see who knows the most. That'll be great. But Lyle Tuttle.
Okay.
Okay, Alex, pick another one.
We're just not got the Paul 600.
Paul 600. We only have two left in the Paul Stanley category, 600 and 400. Let's go for 600. Multiple songs on the solo album are about this woman who worked in the Kiss organization.
Oh.
Yeah, I told you it would be hard.
I know. I remember one of her names. I don't remember the full name.
If I click the answer, you don't see the answer, do you?
No.
Nope.
Okay. No. Then I have to.
I'll give it a go.
Okay.
Was it Carol Kay?
That's correct. Great, wow. Alex. $600 nice. Bucks goes to Alex.
I knew it was Carol, but I didn't remember the last name.
Good job.
Carol Kay.
Nice. Hold me, touch me.
Okay. Alex, you pick the next one. Should we finish Paul Stanley with the 400?
Let's finish Paul Stanley.
Yeah. Let's finish Paul Stanley. Yeah. 400 Paul Stanley. The last question about Paul Stanley. According to Paul, this was the first song he ever wrote for Kiss. I heard something there. Was that a buzzer sound?
Yeah, it was my rim shot thing.
Oh, that was your rim shot. Okay, Ken. Come on now, Ken.
Was it? Oh, Four Kiss. Ooh.
Four Kiss, yeah.
Come on, timer.
That's a trick. That's it. Well,
it's Kevin.
Or the one they used for first.
Probably.
Order. I'm just going to, I don't know if this may be wrong, but I'll just go with Sunday Driver, which.
There now. Sorry, Ken. You lose $400. Anyone else?
No.
First song he wrote for Kiss was actually Firehouse.
Oh, darn.
I guess Alex?
Alex.
You're the 1968.
Yeah. Alex.
Where am I at with points?
Well, we have all questions on the drummers of Kiss left. Shouldn't we do one of those?
Yeah. Let's do a 200, Peter.
200 drummers in Kiss. Come on out, Eric Carr, Eric Singer. Get ready for this one. In which magazine did Peter Criss put in an ad that led to him being hired by Kiss?
Boing is first.
Wasn't it Rolling Stone?
That's correct. $200 go straight into Alex's pocket. Alex, you're up.
If only.
Drummer 400.
Peter wrote Hooligan and Baby Driver with this person. I think Ken was first.
I didn't do that one.
The Boeing is Alex.
Boeing is out. So, Alex.
Would have been with Stan Pendridge?
Stan Pendridge is the correct answer. $400 to Alex. So, Alex, you can continue.
Have we done the Ace Frehley one, the guitar?
We've done the first one on Ace Frehley. Let's move on to 400. But it's not Ace Frehley, you know, guitarist. That's actually a picture of Tommy Thayer, maybe. The first time Bob Kulick played ghost guitar was on this album.
Alive.
Julian, wow.
Sorry, joke.
I don't know.
Did it? It wasn't Alive, but did it? Who's got the one I heard first was like the dude. Is that Lonnie? Mm-mm. Who was first, Julian? That's your job.
No idea. I'm pissing myself.
He's in the corner telling knock knock jokes.
But did you answer? Did you go for this one, Lonnie?
I did not.
You did not.
The Boeing is Alex. Alex is
give it to Alex.
It was Alex.
Okay, Alex.
Would it be Alive 2?
That's correct. Alive 2 was the first time Bruce Kulick appeared.
I think
Kulick
actually hit that away, didn't he?
he made a side of a coin joke.
Okay.
Sorry, three sides reference there for anyone.
You threw everyone off there. Okay, $400 goes to Alex.
Alex,
$400, a lot of money. Okay.
Let's do. Do we got a 400 for the car question? That's still available.
Yeah, let's go for that one. We've done the $200 question. Now we move on to 400 call question. Mm-mm. Before the You Wanted the Best intro, Kiss used this intro. And you need to
shoot.
Get it right now. Boing.
Put your two lips together and kiss.
Yeah, kiss. That's true. That's correct. Yeah, put your two lips together and kiss. Alex, bringing it today. $400 goes to Alex.
I've had a lot of time to read.
So, Alex, what's next?
Let's do a Gene. Do we have a Gene 400?
We've done Gene 200 and Gene 400.
So you got to go 600.
Let's go 600.
600 Gene. This legendary New York singer helped Gene with the lyrics to A World Without Heroes and Mr. Blackwell. Ooh, a rim shot. And that's got to be Ken.
It's got to be Lou Reed.
That's correct. Lou Reed, $600 goes to Ken. Congratulations. Ken, it's your move.
Okay, let's then go to Gene, 800.
Gene Simmons, $800. Okay. Who suggested 1980 that Gene should use braces for his teeth? I heard the rim shot first, Ken.
I'm going to go. I hope this is right.
1980 is the key here.
I'm going to go with Cher.
Wrong.
I buzz next.
Okay.
Diana Ross.
That would be the other one.
Correct.
That Diana would be, Ross. I was thinking one of the two. And
Yes.
All right. Mark's into positive territory. Mark, good job.
Nice, Mark. Nice. So we have one left in the Gene category. Should we?
I don't want to do the Gene one. I want to go back.
800.
I want to go back to the Ace one.
That was 800.
But I shouldn't get all 800 down. Half. It should be half of that. Like what, Mark?
Yeah, we're making up the rules as we go. Why not?
No, I was just nice with Mark.
The negatives are all the negatives should be half of the.
No. Full. It was just once because he was so brave and you know it's good for the game and you need to give them a little plus so it won't happen again.
Don't be sore, Ken.
Okay, Mark, what do you want to do? What?
The Ace Frehley category.
Yeah, but it's not Ace Frehley.
Okay, the guitar player category.
Thank you. $600 for guitarist and Kiss. He played ghost guitar on Sweet Pain from the album Destroyer.
Oh, that was right on the tip of my tongue and now it's gone. Shit. Let somebody else go. I lost it.
Okay. Deduct $600 from Mark. Anyone else?
I know it too. It's like
you've heard of this guy. I mean, come on now.
I know. I played with Alice Cooper most of the time. Back then. I don't know why I'm blanking out on him.
I'm blanking on him.
Crazy.
When I say it, you're going to go, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Dick Wagner. Okay, Mark, you have to pick another one.
Wow.
So let's finish the category then for the guitarists.
We have two left, so let's do 800 guitarists. 800. Okay. Mark St. John's band after Kiss. Boing, that's Alex.
White Tiger.
Correct. $800 goes to Alex. Great, Alex. So pick another one, please.
We'll do the guitarist for 1,000.
Guitarists, 1,000. Final question on guitarists in Kiss. I guess this one will be pretty hard. Let's see. Mm. Oh, Lord. The guitar model that Ace Frehley used on most of Kiss's debut album.
Oh.
Debut album. Mark should get that one.
Mark.
I'm going to guess this one. Is it the Ovation breadwinner?
Whoa, that's awesome, Mark. That's correct. Yeah, $1,000 goes to
he's
Mark.
He's a guitar guy, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but I remember from the picture. I didn't know that one. That's really
I
great, know. Mark.
I couldn't tell you.
Well, you can do anything from this point, Mark, and you just save yourself. Okay.
Good job, Bill Phelps and Ronnie Parker in the audience for those answers as well. They also got the breadwinner.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm going nice. To go with the drummer one.
Drummer, we're on 600. Drummers in Kiss. Peter Criss's second solo album after Kiss. Second solo album after Kiss. Okay, Rimshot.
Oh, second solo after Kiss? Or
yeah, not, you,
yes.
Or no. Is it considered the second solo album?
Oh, come
second
on, you know it or you don't know it.
Second solo album after Kiss.
Oh, come on.
After Kiss. Oh, shoot. What's the name of that one now?
Four.
Buzzer would have won 100 times already by now.
One.
Let it go. Let it go.
Sorry.
All right, I buzzed.
Okay.
Let Me Rock You.
Let Me Rock You is correct. $600.
I had blank
Mark.
On that one.
Yeah.
I knew Out of Control right away.
Yeah, you thought one. About that one, but it was Country Kid. Second after, you know.
Yeah.
Not the second. So
not the second.
Yeah. Okay. So, Mark, we have a few categories left. We have Alex's category, the drummers, one Gene question, and three left in the Carl category.
I will finish the drum one.
Okay. We have two left there. So we go to 800. Okay, Eric Carr suggested this as his stage name in Kiss. Boy, oh, yoing, it's Alex once again.
Yeah, Rusty Blades.
Yeah, Rusty Blades is correct. What a terrible name.
Okay.
$800 goes to Alex. All right.
Yeah. So, like Mark, let's finish up the drummer section.
Yeah, let's finish the drummers, and this will probably be kind of hard, but you never know. Mark nailed the hardest question on the guitarist, so maybe you can get this one. The name of Peter's cat when he came up with his makeup. Yeah, that's actually one of the questions.
That I don't have any clue.
I have to go back to his book.
I'll give you the first letter. The first letter is M. The second letter is A. Doesn't ring a bell?
No. I don't like, I don't get it.
The correct answer is what did you say, Julian?
I said Matthias.
Correct.
Oh.
That's insane that you know
like Matthias Yabs from Scorpion?
Yeah, like the German?
I don't know. In the Bible, there's a guy called that. Okay. Who was correct last? It was
Alex.
Alex. Alex. We have three questions left in the Alex category, three left in the Carl category, and one left in the Gene category.
Let's do an Alex question for 600, I think.
Yep. Okay. Here it goes. Three songs that were mentioned on the misprinted copy of Alive 2. You need all three. Boy, oh, young, it's Alex.
Okay, see, we've got Take Me.
Yep.
Hooligan.
Yes.
And
come on now.
I know.
This one's tough.
Hooligan.
It's only going to steal these points off you.
I know. I just hooked them up with two of the answers. Take Me, Hooligan. Do You Love Me?
Yay!
Yeah.
Great there. That's a great answer, Alex. $600 goes to you. Okay, two good left one. In the Alex category, three left in the Carl category, and one in the Gene category.
Let's do is it 600 for Carl?
Yeah, 600 for Carl. Kiss always opened with Deuce in the beginning, but on the 16th of May, 75, they opened with this song. Yeah.
Yeah. What? 16th of
I'm going to take a guess on this.
Okay.
Show how daring I am. I'm going to say room service.
That's a good answer. It's from that album, but it's the wrong answer. Sorry.
That's so close as well. That is so damn close.
Yeah, damn close. Anyone else who wants to take a guess? I guess not.
I'll give it a go. Was it Rock Bottom?
Rock Bottom was correct. $600 to Alex.
They opened with Rock Bottom? Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
On the 16th of May, 1975.
Yeah.
I don't think it's fair to ding Mark the full 600 after you saying it's from the same album and me saying it's so damn close.
Yeah. So cut in half then.
Wow. That's twice you did that.
Wait. Does Mark play for the Chiefs?
But Lonnie,
I think he's paid. I think there's some payoff going
right.
on.
I think
Mark it's so nice to hear Lonnie's voice. I haven't heard Lonnie's voice.
Oh,
wow.
Lonnie's sitting here like studying code before we started that I might be right.
Okay.
1-0, 1-1, 0-0.
Alex, 1-0. Two left in the. We only have five questions left. Two Carl questions, two Alex questions, and one Gene.
Let's finish up the Gene.
Finish up with Gene. Okay, 1,000. Get ready. Gene wrote Plaster Caster about this woman who did casts of artists.
What's her name?
The first name will do.
Cynthia?
Cynthia is correct. Man. Alex!
Alex, you got a lot of time on your hands. You know.
Alex, you've been reading up on the Gene Simmons stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say.
What was that, 800?
That was 1,000, it was.
That's 1,000.
And I messed up the damn game, so I'll have to do this now. I'll remove that one. Let's see. Alex, I'll do like this. Let's see. Can I remove that one?
Yeah, we can't see your screen, by the way. I've still got my board.
I'll do it like that. Okay, so what we got left is...
Now I can't see the board at all.
No, I removed it because...
Oh, okay.
All right, so, that's fine.
It's kind of pointless.
We have a few questions left. We had...
Alex and Carl both 800 and 1,000.
Yep. So which one do you want, Alex or Carl?
Let's do Carl 800.
Okay, Carl... 800. Okay, the question is, this is not easy. Okay, Peter Criss recorded an unreleased album with this band, 1973. An unreleased album.
Ooh.
Lonnie's like, what the fuck?
Poor Lonnie. Whoa, boing, isn't that Alex?
Would it be Lips?
Wrong.
No, sorry.
Oh.
Not correct.
I'm going to take a chance.
Oh.
There you go. That was for you there. How about Chelsea?
Sorry, not correct. No, this is a band. I hadn't heard about this band. Julian, do you know?
Yeah, Gene was on it as well. It's Captain Sanity. It was with guys who were in Julian. Chelsea.
Common knowledge.
Common knowledge.
Oh my God.
Okay, let's move on.
How much was that for?
800.
So you got to deduct 800 on two guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, we'll just do something else.
No, we'll just do a third this time.
At this point, it doesn't matter, so Alex is going
to... Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter now.
Well, it doesn't. Alex is going to win anyways. Yeah.
Okay.
He's way ahead of all of us.
Right, but I'm doing the math, so
you never know. You never know with Julian doing the math. So the final category in the Alex, the final question in the Alex category. Let's close this one. And if you do know this, I'm pretty impressed. The voice actor who dubbed Peter Criss in The Phantom of the Park. Yeah, I'm sorry, but it's for $1,000.
This is pure nerdville now we're getting into.
Yes, sure the voice actor. Is.
No, that's way past nerdville into insanity.
It's the same guy who does Fred from Scooby-Doo, but I don't know what his name is.
Okay, Michael something.
Doesn't help.
Isn't it interesting that Peter
that's his last name.
I'm surprised. Michael Bell. So you all remember that important fact now?
Probably not.
That's very probably important. Not,
okay, let's finish off the Carl questions. And this is for $800. Mm-hmm. No, we actually done that. It's the final one for $1,000.
Okay.
What? We did that one as well. Uh-oh. What do we have left?
Someone's losing track here.
Yeah, but I all blame it. It doesn't work as it should. So I have to freewheel now, you know. It's kind of hard. The final one on the gene stuff, did we do that one then?
I think we did.
We did that one.
Okay. Then I think we might have finished the game, actually. But in order for you to get a shot,
Alex ones?
Let's do... Yeah, I think we did all of them. Let's do Double Jeopardy. So, Julian...
Oh, Double Jeopardy.
Let's make them gamble a little bit. I'll just pick a question. Actually, okay. I'll just pick a question from the game, and you can, you know, how much do you want to, what do you say?
Well, if we're in the negative, wager? We can't really bet anything.
Wager, wager, that's the one. Negative. Yeah. If you're negative, you can borrow up to the highest amount on the board, which is 1,000. Okay. So, Julian, you have to go through the amounts that they have.
How much money?
this is the United States of America, and we like doing things with other people's money. So, Lonnie, how much of Alex's money would you like to risk?
Yeah. All of it.
We'll do 600.
No, Alex is so. Alex is in the ether here. He's the spaceman. He's on 5,200. Mark's in second place on 1,200. Lonnie isn't in any place currently.
I'm in.
And Ken is you're ahead of Ken actually. So Ken's on minus 400.
You can borrow 1,000 from the quiz game if you want to.
The scoring's being done like golf though. Ken, so it's not so bad.
You get to blame the Swedes for the tough ass.
That's what happens for gambling. Gambling's not good.
All right, I'm going to wager 200.
200? So Lonnie, how much do you wager? 1,000?
I'll do 600. Go.
600, Ken?
I'll wager.
You can borrow 1,000.
Wager. I can borrow 1,000. I'll wager 1,000.
Yeah, 1,000. And what about Alex then?
I'll do 200.
200? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I need to.
This will be really exciting. But let's, Lonnie, since you've been so shy this episode and quiet and you've been thinking about American football and everything, why don't you pick the topic or the subject? Do you want guitarists, drummers, Gene, Paul, Alex, or Carl?
Let's do Paul Stanley.
Paul Stanley.
I knew he'd say that.
Hang on, before you do this, though, shouldn't we do it like the regular Jeopardy way at the end, where everybody guesses first and then you tell the answer at the end, so we all get a chance
saying it? But how do we do that?
You got to write down your answer.
Say the question.
Yeah, we can do it like that. Yeah. But do you have anything to write your answer?
Well, no, I don't. Why do you have to write it? Just say it. That's all.
Okay.
I was just thinking.
That's going to be honesty, then.
I think we have to do it like this. The one who answers it first gets his money, and the rest loses the money.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, we'll do it like that. So, what did you say? Paul Stanley?
Yeah.
Was it Paul Stanley? Yeah,
Paul Stanley. Said Paul.
Okay. Who co-wrote Paul Stanley's awesome song, Heavens on Fire? Boy, oing, oing. Alex, once again, what's your answer?
Hey, I was fair. What do you mean? Okay, go on.
Desmond Child?
That's correct. Of course it was Desmond Child. And the winner and the champion Alex. Until next time is Alex Bagboy. Give him a round of applause.
Yay.
That was awesome. And let's move on to Julian. Current topics, thoughts.
Well, first of all, you know, what a great quiz. You know, those guys have come up with some really obscure questions.
Yeah.
And, you know, congratulations to them on the packaging, how they put this game together. You know, I would love to actually to have an English version of that, to be able to get together with some KISS nerds, you know, in a coffee bar or whatever, and just have a go around that in person. You know, it'd probably be a lot more fun than trying to do it the way we've done it today. But there were some really hardcore questions. I mean, when you go to your average fan and ask an unreleased Peter Criss album from 1972, people are going to look at you like you're an idiot for asking such a dumb question. So some of that stuff is hard. I don't know whether some of the translations are a little bit off for the context that they were trying to ask, because you lose some of the nuance of the questions. Firehouse was written in 1968. It was demoed in, I think, 71. So when you say written for KISS, to me, that's KISS is already established, or he's working with Gene, Peter. What's the first song he wrote?
Yeah,
I think I should
have a trick question in a way.
I should have translated like the first song that made it to an album, maybe. Something like that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and a lot of that is kind of, you know, those sorts of questions I love. I love the ovation breadwinner. But you know what? I think Bill Phelps says it perfectly in the chat. Daniel, nice job for running the game, and thank you.
But it didn't work like I wanted to.
You can't.
Difficulties.
But we've done this so many times; it always worked perfectly, and now nothing worked. So
yeah, it's worked before.
Don't worry about it. You can't succeed or fail unless you try. And you brought an idea to the board for the show. So thank you for putting the time and effort into doing so. I mean, shit.
Absolutely.
You did a nice adjustment on the fly. You know, so good job. We appreciate it. Yeah. So let's get into some of the, you know, topics. I think the big one is Gene Simmons appearing on the Billy Corgan podcast. You know, whether any of you had the opportunity to check that out, because, Alex, what were your takeaways from that? Because I found it actually kind of sad.
Yeah. I haven't watched it all the way through. I've got about maybe 45 minutes in, but I at least thought like the platform was nice. And I thought, you know, it beat some of the stereotypical questions that, you know, we, as KISS fans, you know, when you watch an interview and they would ask questions like, how long did it take for you to put on the makeup? And it's like, no, don't ask him that question. So, so far in though, I thought it was a fascinating listen to it. I think Billy's a pretty good guy of trying to kind of keep things on topic too with Gene.
Yeah. Who else checked it out, and what were your thoughts on it? Ken?
I watched it. I mean, to a degree, it was sad. It's unfortunate. I think Gene's just programmed himself for so long now to do these interviews a certain way. It's unfortunate that he won't open up on some things. The other thing about his he doesn't want any credit for the music itself.
No.
It's that's sad to me, because Billy Corgan saying how great the actual music of KISS is, even when he went back, he says he knew it was good, but he went back, he said it is great, you know, stuff. But Gene Simmons doesn't believe it to be that. I mean, I think he compares himself to the Beatles, because he's never going to reach that, but you can't do that. You got to say, this is the best I've done, and it's pretty darn good. So it's really sad from that standpoint. The other thing is with, you know, talking about Peter Criss, he could have been a little bit nicer with Peter Criss. I mean, he was to a degree, but where he says he's just kind of all over the place kind of thing, which it's true, but he could have said he was a great drummer, you know, but he can't say that. I mean, he was a great drummer for KISS, because the chemistry worked, you know, or else they wouldn't have hired him. Why would they hire him if he wasn't a good drummer? It was the sound that they were looking for, and they got, and they needed. It's just sad to me that he doesn't want to take any credit at all as far as that. If it's something about making money, he'll take credit for.
Yeah.
I made a lot of money. But otherwise, the music and stuff, it's unfortunate, because the music is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else see it?
Yeah, so the part you you actually sent us a part that you thought was worth watching, and I watched that part. What I would like to take away from this interview was that Billy Corgan actually asked a few questions that was pretty interesting, and that hasn't been asked that much before. So I think that guy did a great job. So I will just tip my hat to Billy Corgan, because he was pretty clear. He was a big, huge Kiss fan off the bat, but he still managed to ask some, you know, pretty interesting questions. So I think it was kind of a interesting interview, the best one in quite a while.
Yeah, respect to Billy Corgan for trying to get the responses out of Gene. Yeah. But again, these guys lived it. I found it very sad that he just doesn't seem to equate the music with the financial success that the band had in a 50-year career. And again, these are the guys who made the music. They lived it, and we're the fans who enjoy it. So we're coming from different perspectives, and we'll never understand his perspective. It just seems that everything has to have a price tag on it to have a value. And you can't put a value on a feeling. Well, I guess the fans do, but he doesn't see it that way. So, you know, there was another... Excuse me. There was another good topic, and it's actually very current news, is, you know, Black Sabbath's one-off final, the end of the end of the end show, taking place at Villa Stadium coming up. Mm. And, you know, Ozzy's Parkinson is pretty bad at this point. You know, he may be in a wheelchair for that, but his voice is in apparently fine form. And it got the board discussing... If Black Sabbath can do it when Bill Ward admits he can't play a full show, does it prove to you that there is a way if the willingness is there? Lonnie?
It proves to me, yeah, there is a way if the willingness is there. But the willingness isn't there, unfortunately. And I don't think we'll ever get there. I mean, if the opportunity was there a year ago and they decided to not have anything to do with it. And I, you know, it was the perfect setting to have something like that. And, you know, and so was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was an opportunity 10 plus years ago at this point, but they decided, no, they weren't going to do that. So I had told you guys the other day that I'm insane. If this really comes to fruition and this really happens with Bill and Ozzy, you know, put Ozzy in like that chair that like Axel sat in
Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl sat in too, Sweden. You know, put him up in like some kind of throne or something like that. He's Ozzy freaking Osbourne, for Christ's sake.
He's the Prince of Darkness.
Correct. But this is stupidity. Honestly, like this is, I don't understand why they're doing this. First of all,
money grab.
They announced that he's going to be doing a solo set too, like of Ozzy just by himself with his band, and he's going to do the Sabbath thing. The man can't even stand, for crying out loud. He's going to be in a wheelchair or whatever he's going to be. He's sick. Bill Ward can drum like for like more than what 20 minutes. So I smell very much backing tracks and all kinds of other fakeries on this for them to get through any of this. This is going to be crazy unless they bring in that guy who was touring with Sabbath during the end there. I forget his name, but
Tommy Cruises.
Yeah, if they bring in somebody else to like fill in the last 20, or hey, do what Judas Priest did in the late 80s, have a drummer underneath the stage playing with them as well at the same time and fake it through the whole rest of the set, because Bill Ward, Bill Ward openly said it himself, he can't drum. He can't do a whole set. Like,
Podcast. We can't sit out here and get mad about backing tracks, though.
I know, but I'm saying that, but you know, they're going to try to make it sound like the last show that we're going to ever do together. It's not even going to be a live show. It's going to be just another one of these, you know, made up shows using all kinds of technology to get through it. And Ozzy's going to do his best to look, you know, entertaining. I mean, the only one who could probably do stuff still decently is Geezer and Tony. That's it, right? So I'm more interested in the other bands that are going to be appearing on that, to be quite honest.
Did you see the interview that Sharon Osbourne and Tony Iommi did?
I have it in my queue. That's next
for me to watch. Well, I can't stand looking at Sharon Osbourne. What? She looks like a fucking AI person or something. She's
leeching money at Ozzy.
She's done some surgery that didn't went over that well, I think. She looks terrible.
Yeah, but I haven't watched it. But you know what? Yeah. This is how they found a way for their fans to provide some closure. And you know what? It's a bookend. I'm not expecting, you know, much more than just a song. If they can eke out Paranoid or Iron Man, you know, that's probably going to be it. They're not going to do a full set, and that's perfectly fine. I think around Kiss in 2023 is there is absolutely no reason why they couldn't have done similar, but there was the politics of it all, so it's never going to happen, and I don't expect this to have any motivating factor on any of the originals. And I chimed in on the board. You know, in a kumbaya world, it would be nice to think that the guys would get together and sign a contract. We are going to share everything equally for this one final moment. That's not how reality works. It's a business, and certain parties control more of the business than the other parties, and, you know, Ace ain't getting $5 million for,
you know, anything. To be honest with you, I'm actually shocked that you got Sharon Osbourne and Tony Iommi in the same room together, sitting so close to each other, because Tony Iommi's had some very harsh things to say about her throughout the years, about how she's, you know, went against Sabbath and all kinds of other things throughout their career. So I'm, you know, very surprised that that actually happened. And yeah, like you said, Julian, there's a lot of things happening behind the scene, lots of money stuff, and you can definitely tell by that little interview who's going to be the main breadwinners out of that.
Yeah, it's business. Business is cruel. Business is not fair, and that's life. And everyone involved in it knows it. So,
but I'm sure they'll put together something that's pretty, you know, awesome with all the help they can use. It would look pretty awesome.
I can't wait to see the other bands that are playing.
Kiss could have done Stadium One too, and brought in a bunch of bands too, I guess, their final.
Just couldn't do anything in a stadium.
Well, they're not. Their show doesn't come off as well in the stadium.
Just couldn't sell out two nights.
They can't sell out.
No, I'm saying that they would need those other bands to do that in order to sell a stadium if they had, like, you know, Metallica and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, maybe they could get, you know, bands that open for them, and that would actually fill the stadium, like Iron Maiden, Judas Priest,
Scorpions,
Bon Jovi.
Yeah. Well, imagine that. That would have been a hell of a concert.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. I think that's enough for 1 week. Alex, victorious on 50, what was it?
5,200.
It was clear cut winner.
He came, he saw, he conquered. So good job.
It's that young brain. Daniel,
thank you. But for everyone who's joined us live today, thank you very much for giving us your time. Hope you enjoyed the quiz. If you speak Scandinavian, do check out Alex and Carl's books and the quiz at Ginza.se. You know, again, very well put together. And thanks again to those guys for the permission to translate some of their questions for this quiz. But for now, from Alex, Mark, Lonnie, Daniel, Ken, and myself, thanks for joining us, and we will see you next time. Thank you for spending time listening to the KISS FAQ podcast today. All sales are final. There are no refunds. If you'd like, look us up on Facebook or come over to the KISS FAQ message board and discuss the topic we've broadcast today. Don't forget to rate us on iTunes, Spreaker, or wherever you've listened to the show. We hope you'll join us again.